For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, their head coach, Jim Scanlon. And coach, not to take anything away from the talent of your opponents, but what does your team need to do in order to get wins against these kind of opponents?
Oh, that's a good question, Kelly. What we've been talking about pretty much since the game's over is just being grittier, being harder to play against, playing harder in the hard areas, and that means the corners, front of the net. Starts with winning battles. There's no question that, the effort's there. It's just, we just got to do a little better job in those hard areas. And, good defense will lead to offense. That's always been our motto. And, you can't look for offense. You can't cheat for it. You gotta be willing to get in front of shots, get in shot lanes. Like I said, just be hard to play against. And by doing that, I think, we just need a good, hard, gritty effort today and see if we can't come out on top.
Knowing how talented your team is and how hard these young ladies work, how tough is it as a coaching staff to watch them have to go through this kind of adversity?
Well, it's part of growing as a team, part of growing as a player. Certainly isn't any fun, but there's certainly no finger pointing. Girls have got a great attitude. They're supporting each other, and that's the main thing. It's a tough stretch, but we're going to work through it together, and together as a group, we're going to come through it.
After watching film, what did you see that you'll have to make adjustments?
That's the funny thing, Kelly. It wasn't like it was something really glaring. It wasn't we didn't feel like we were out attempted or out grade eight or we got hemmed in our zone for long periods of time. It was just. If you want to call it puck luck, it just seems like everything that could go wrong is going wrong. Their first shots from the point hits the post, goes in. We banged two off the crossbar on the same power play. That's the difference. Their shot went in, ours doesn't. And then every call obviously went against us. We get a goal taken away. They get two goals allowed on reviews, and it was that kind of night. But to a player, they certainly felt like Duluth's not better than us, that we can beat them, and the challenge now for us is to go out there and prove that.
What kind of positives did you take from watching film?
We definitely created some chances. We had some really good puck movement. We certainly had some good outs that led to really some really good chances. Obviously we know we're facing a very, very good goalie, and she certainly made some big stops for him. But our penalty kill was really, really good. I thought our power play, besides scoring the goal, created momentum every time they were on the ice. So again, there were some positives certainly in the game last night.
What does your offense need to do in order to get something past Rooney?
Well, I think that's one of the we talk about being grittier, playing harder in the hard areas. That it starts there, not just in our end, but also in the offense zone. We need to stop at the blue paint. We need to be willing to, because you're going to take a shot. You're probably going to get a lie six across the back. But you have to be willing to do that. You have to pay the price to make her uncomfortable. One takeaway her eyes. But if we have people around the net all the time, as a goalie, that's just can be unsettling, and we just need to do more of that.
Coach, what does your defense need to do to help your goaltender out?
Own the net front. Just be tougher to play against in that area. Not allow Duluth the opportunity to stand in there and get whack at rebounds or whatever. The third goal there last night was a prime example where we just allowed them to not skate through our crease and get a loose puck and put it in the net. We have to be harder in those areas, and that's the challenge.
I know I haven't had a chance to really ask you about this. I know a new rule this year, you get to dress an extra skater. How can you utilize that extra skater in certain situations?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it gives you an opportunity to dress another player and then to give that particular player the opportunity to play. And that's, we tell the players the three biggest compliments we can give them are, one, a spot on the team. The second is to put them in the lineup, put a game jersey on them. And the ultimate compliment is to put them in a game. And so we've tried in the games where we've played that extra player, in most cases it's been Abby Ecker on defense, is to get her in the game. And she's done very well when she's had the opportunity.
Speaking of lineups, any changes to your lines tonight?
No, the only change will be Lauren Bench in goal.
What are going to be the keys to getting a win here today?
Well, not so much different than yesterday, Kelly. I think, I go back to what I started off with earlier. We just need to be grittier. That's the bottom line, grittier and play harder. Be hard to play against and win those battles. And if we do that, good things will happen.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you.